There are nearly 5,000 evacuees still living in Houston's Astrodome complex. Yesterday, they got their own low-power radio station. Programmers from Houston raised an antenna on the parking lot at Dome, and KAMP was born. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
At 12 noon yesterday, Chris Semmink put on his headphones, turned on his mic, and cranked up all 6 watts of power from a rundown Airstream trailer in the parking lot of the Astrodome.
Welcome to 95.3 Camp FM, Katrina Alternate Media Project.
Semmink and a dozen volunteers struggled for more than a week with officials to set up the station under an emergency license granted from the FCC.
Any kind of news that y'all need to get out there? We're here in the Astrodome parking lot, ready to help people communicate through the airwaves.
To do that, though, they had to figure out how evacuees, many of whom fled with just the clothes on their backs, could listen to the station.
Everybody grab a radio.
Get a radio.
Volunteers like Jerry Chompkis have been furiously handing out thousands of tiny battery-operated radios to evacuees. Calvin Wright grabbed a small blue one.
It's real good to have, really. Yeah.
He says he's been glued to the TV, hoping to get information about back home, but just can't stand to watch the images anymore.
Well, they be having, TVs up in there that we be watching, and there ain't no pretty sight at home right now anyway.
This is Dome City Radio for the evacuees of Hurricane Katrina. We're hoping that if you're tuning in, it's so that you can get information that you need.
Yeah, programming so far isn't going to land the station in the top 10 ratings, but volunteers say they plan to play some Louisiana music, broadcast survivors' stories, and answer vital questions.
If you're looking for food stamps, the question is, do I need an ID to get food stamps? No, IDs are preferred but not required. They understand.
For now, evacuees are appreciative of the efforts. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Houston.